you rushing a pot?
The guy ate half a pot to Leo today.
Yeah, nigga. You be all right, bitch.
Nigga, you don't go 20 minutes without eating something.
It's not true. It's not true.
Nigga don't even be thirsty. Nigga, you ever realize that, hey? But this nigga, he ain't thirsty. He'll grab something to drink. Go. You right, ain't bro. Even thirsty.
All right, man. Listen.
Fix your hat, nigga.
First of all, my hat gonna be sideways. Cause look, I can't look, at you. Look, I can't let him know my next move.
It's hard for you to hide.
Shit dripping down your lip. You got.
Why would you look at that? That's why your mic going in your neck.
Shit definitely was moving. I'm recorded, by the way. I mean, we freestyle. Oh, my fat.
Nigga act like he had a trick. Go ahead.
So, y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, good. Beautiful people. Another day, crazy week, but episode 3 of the You Heard Me Cuz podcast. It's your main host, Pun, a.k.a. Juan, a.k.a. El Juanito. So we can't forget that nickname from my Hispanic people.
A.k.a. Diggy.
I'm editing that. Yo, you're drawing. I'm editing that. Y'all didn't hear that. Nigga, you can't. Nigga, now you just made it obvious. You just said, like I said,
scratch. Look at my sticky fingers. What?
To the right of me, I got my big Brody, man. Yo.
Juan sir, a.k.a. sticky fingers.
Nigga, can we start? All right, to the right of me, I got my boy, man, my big bro. The one and only, man. Big Papa, a.k.a. Smokey the Bear, a.k.a. J-Love, a.k.a. whatever the fuck you want to call him. The man with 1,000 talents and can get any job done you need on your house besides doing the roof, because I don't know if he got that talent yet, but ain't electrical.
I can't do it. I know somebody
who can. I know somebody can. Yeah, that's Brut Man from the 5th Floor. To the left of me, I got Cuz, Big Cuz, the one and only 5-foot assassin, a.k.a. E-Money Munchkin, the biggest munch out there. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yo, you remember what you said the other day, yo? I sent the picture that, you know, this is, and Cuz said, what did he say? He was like, she can sit on my face. Yo,
I'm not lying.
This guy's diabolical, but hey, man, we got another thing.
You look good, I'm be your chair.
Wow. What? She look good, I'm in your chair?
She said? I'll be your chair. I'll be their stool.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good episode.
Yeah, this is going to be wild. Man, crazy week, man. I don't know how y'all work weeks was, but mine was shitty, as y'all know. You know, I had a long week. We just, a lot of shit going on. We was going to court for y'all yesterday, but, you know, some shit happened, you know, life shit. But it's all right. We got it taken care of. And, yeah, man, it's been a shitty week. We hoping y'all having a better week because life is hard and these jobs do not show no love to us at all. So, and I think everybody out there can understand that. So, how your week, bro?
I almost quit the other day, but yeah, it was all right.
I mean, that's every day.
No, I don't want to quit every day. But the other day, I really almost walked the fuck off. But you know what it is, man? You gotta just take your battles. You got to take your losses. And they said, I'm a bricklayer, so they say some days the wall going to win. When they talk about the wall, you know, they talk about the brick or the block.
They talking about the wall that Trump building or the wall that...
Nah, nigga, like the...
I'm playing. It was a joke. All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, you got to edit that.
Yeah. No, why you got to edit that?
I got mad Mexican homies, bro.
I do, too. Bro.
You edit that, man.
Bro, they...
You took it too
bro,
far.
Bro, I got... Shout out my boy, Lewis. He Mexican. He called me a nappy-headed fucker every day. Every time I call, he like, nappy-headed fucker. But I'm just saying, man, we cool. That's our peoples. We can say a little shit, man. They don't get mad when we say
some days, you know, they say the wall going to win, and the wall wasn't the past 2 days. Plus, you know... Me out there working, I don't just bricklay. I labor and everything too. I don't have to, but my foreman, like my first, the foreman I work for is my first foreman ever. And it's my man, like he put his name on the line for me. So I do extra, you feel me? So, yeah, you know.
That's love. You show love best. Yeah. I can't say that for my job. They don't show love. And I damn sure don't show love back. So, E, what's up, man? How this week been, cuz?
Oh, week was going good. Until somebody got in my account and cleaned me out. So. Yeah, nigga, you know, nigga broke now. Yeah,
everything gonna work out, nigga.
But we definitely
so if you see me selling dick, and,
yeah. I ain't
hey, gonna, listen, man, we gotta survive out here. So
survival.
Listen, man.
Nah, man.
E double. It's E dot double with a 3 at the end, and I can't disclose my number, but I'm just saying, if you lonely, I'm only charging $50.
50 is crazy.
That's equivalent to a
all right, let me ask you this. If Meatball say, pull up, eat my ass right now, how much you charge her?
I'm charging her double.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. We just popped in. We didn't want to. But, you are? I'm going to edit this out, man. But nah, man, it's been one of those weeks because, you know, I get that. Like, that's kind of crazy, man. You know, I ain't going to lie. These scamming dudes, like I said, they. they clean you out, dog. They'll clean you out. It's crazy.
Nah, I ain't get scammed or nothing like that. Somebody got my account.
Yeah, well, that's some scammer shit.
Somebody's got my information.
Yeah. Nah, that shit's crazy. Like I said, I had that happen to me one time. I'm like, thank God I was broke. Because I ain't having it in my account. They try to charge a pretty penny, but it ain't come out. So, those are thankful for that.
Let's get into the meat and the potatoes of this. So, how's your celibacy going? You know what I'm saying? Positive and negative. Wow.
He started off crazy already.
I'm losing hearing in my left eye. You have a lot more
energy. Start putting holes in walls yet?
Nah, but you have a lot more energy, though.
Yeah?
Like,
okay.
But you be mad at everything. Like, why my shoelace come undone? Ready to fight, you know what I mean? But it's all right. I'll probably break it next week.
Yo, he's going to probably break it next week. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I'm proud of you. Like I said,
think about it, though. Look at these calluses. I build shit all day. You really think I'm going to put myself to sleep at night?
That's true.
I use my hands all day. You think I'm going to use them at night, too? No, I'm sorry. I tried.
That's true, too. That's true, too. But at the same time, I'm still proud of you. As long as I know you, bro. It's a whole month. I ain't going to put your business out there, but I'm proud of you. That's all I'm going to say. Proud of you. I'm going to cut what we had a little mishap.
Technical difficulty.
Sorry, people. I got to get myself together. All right, let's start off with... I'm sorry, I gotta laugh this one out. We're gonna say this, yo. Niggas are the kings to get niggas caught up, other brothers caught up. Because, yo, when your stories don't match, yo, it's the worst thing ever. Oh, man.
Stories don't match, you know, sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Niggas just be chatting.
Dude, it's whole two different wavelengths right
niggas
now.
Niggas didn't even have to say it on a mount or a number. Like, nigga says a month, no, a week. It's only been 2 days.
I'm just saying, if y'all kill somebody and y'all put the dead body in the trunk, don't tell me.
Yeah, don't tell it.
Don't tell me. Just let me go for the ride,
that's
man.
That's the most honest person I know. Don't tell it. All right, we're going to start off with this. You know, the Madden cover just came out. You know I hate the Eagles and shit, so.
Well, Saquon was the cover?
Yes. So, you know.
Hey, Saquon did his thing, though.
I still hate the Eagles. Listen, all y'all Eagles fans out there, hey, y'all say what y'all want. I hate y'all niggas. I'm going to be real with y'all. So, if Saquon get the Madden curse, well, I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to feel bad. So, I'm just, you know, start off like that. Nice and simple. Put it out there, you know.
I like the Eagles.
What?
I like them.
You like the Eagles?
I don't like Eagles fans.
Okay.
The team's good.
Yeah, all right. Let me credit that. Yeah, I don't hate the team. Eagles. But yeah. The fans can make you hate a team, though.
Yeah.
Like, the fans can make you hate a team. Like, I don't have no personal vendetta against them. Nothing. When Mike Vick was there, I ain't going to lie to you. I was hoping they won, but I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I just don't like the fans. Y'all got the worst fans in the world. Philly sports fans, period, the worst fans in the world, so.
They're fake. Popcorn at you because they're losing down by like 15, 20 and then cheer for you to come back and win.
Yeah. And they say you always knew they was going to win or I live in...
Hey, nigga, just, you threw popcorn at me.
Well, yo, when Ben...
Nah, I think Knicks fans might be worse, yeah. New York fans?
I mean, I don't know because...
You see how they did that Pacers?
Speaking of, yeah, we can jump into the Knicks, too, because, you know, they fired Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't know about firing him. And then on top of that, you fired him,
but you had, like, Josh Hart had, what, 6 points?
And not even just that. They every game, they was close, and they folded. They had leads and folded. The first game, y'all was up by 8, and y'all lost. Y'all was up by 8 with 40 seconds. Like, there's some stuff you can blame on the coach, there's some stuff you can't. And on top of that, you owe him 30 mil. You owe this man 30 mil. What's the point of firing him? You got still paying 30 mil.
Somebody in the office is like, I need answers now.
Nah, for real.
I mean,
who we owe the less money to? The coach.
Oh, I kind of get it at the same time. It's like, this man waited till game 3, game 4 to suff his players out. He playing your starters 40 plus minutes and they getting injured. It's like.
Nah, man, that's true. Man. That's true. I ain't gonna lie.
You see, I will never forget that nigga when he did my boy D Rose, man. Fuck his career up.
Yeah, he did. D Rose ain't never.
Should never out. Been out there, man.
D Rose never came out.
That's right. He and he had. To, they were up, right?
They were up. We was killing the Sixers. Hey, and there was no reason for him to be in the playing in the fourth quarter, and he ended up playing. And now his career is history.
Yo, so. I ain't gonna lie. Tom really the original. Like, yo, you gonna? I don't care if you tired. I don't care about none of that. You gonna play this game? Like I said, but he did better than.
He really a slave, man.
Now he an overseer. He really an overseer.
That's crazy.
Like, for real, he coaching that.
He's a good coach.
I can't feel my hands. Boy, pick that kind.
Put it, yeah, exactly. You said you need water. Okay, I'll throw some water on you. Go back out there. Like, he don't care. Like,
man, he's a hell of a coach, but.
It gets you to the playoffs. It'll get your team right, all that stuff. But, you know, he don't get the job done. But still, own a coach 30 mil.
Hey, I'll be happy. Listen, I can retire with 30 mil.
Y'all got to pay me 30 mil, and I can hate on y'all.
see, that, you see what happened with Melo. Remember Melo? He didn't even play for the Hawks. They just gave him the money.
They gave him the money. Bro, that's the best feeling in the world. You're getting paid and you get to go home. That's like when COVID, when they was getting unemployment. But they make it 30 mil.
Hey, Paul George, is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Fuck Paul George.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Fuck Paul George. I ain't going to lie. If you talk about somebody that's really robbing the team and robbing somebody, Paul George is number one. That shit crazy. That shit crazy. And we're going to be real, too.
Yo, tonight. The night he scored, like, what was it, 9 points, and then went on vacation.
Went on vacation with his girl? Yeah.
Yeah, he was, yeah, I think out of all the signings we ever had, man, we signed Elton Brand, old ass, when we signed Harden, when we signed Andre Miller. Ain't nothing worse. This might be the worst signing we ever had on the, in the offseason.
I'm trying to think, yo.
Yeah, it really when we got old ass C-Web, he was better than that.
If you trying to get a lick, go to the Sixers.
Tell me, yo.
That's fast. I ain't gonna lie. It's crazy because Paul George was just on the Clippers, what, 3 years ago? And when Kawhi was down, he was holding him down the playoffs. You know, he was doing his thing. I mean, and then, like, a couple years later, you go to the Sixers and you just lose. You just nothing. Like, it's crazy. Like, I
mean, that was his last, like.
That was his, yeah, his last little star stretch. It's like Brad Bill. Brad Bill over there in the Suns, he just.
I told you he wasn't like that.
Well, Brad Bill went what?
Nah, he wasted too much time like that.
Yeah. Brad was like that. You bugging, cuz. What?
Scored 30 points.
Game. For a little bit, he had game, and then.
Yeah.
He could ball, but I never thought he was top 10 in the league.
Nah, I ain't say
he. I ain't top 10, but I mean.
You said that.
I've never said Brad Bill was top 10.
You said he's the best shooting guard in the league.
Bro, I've never said Brad Bill
was. Yeah, he did.
Oh, top shooting guard, yes. I did say that. Yeah. That year, Brad averaged 30. I thought he was the top shooting guard.
With the worst team in the league.
Bro. It happens.
He get 40 shots.
Yeah.
Bro, that happens. Nigga Kobe to have one of some bad team.
He was trying to put him over Jimmy.
Who?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler.
Bro.
Come on. At one point, I was putting him over Jimmy.
Regular season, bro. He get 40 shots a game.
Bro. At one point, he might not have been the best, but he was definitely a top three. And I was damn sure.
Remember Devin Booker?
Yes.
You're drawing.
D-Booker
wasn't.
D-Book was losing and was putting up 50, 60 points.
His rookie year.
No.
That was one of the worst. Suns was one of the worst organizations until they got
Kobe,
you know, good
Kobe,
talent.
Kobe year.
And they got Chris Paul.
Kobe year. Devin was putting up big numbers, having a great year.
Yeah, that's when they were up and coming. They just trash. Missed the playoffs.
It was trash.
And then they got Chris Paul and they waited to the finals.
At the end of the day, Brad was a top. He was top. He was a top two, top three.
Top five, maybe.
What? Klay wasn't better than him. Klay wasn't better than him. I'm taking that year Brad over Klay too.
You must be smoking.
That's God.
Y'all, I don't know what y'all. This is what I be saying with the Klay Thompson shit. Klay was good, but yo, let's be real. You take him outside of Warriors, Klay was not gonna be nothing in this league.
I don't know about that.
He'd have been me. He would have been alright. He would have been a mediocre guard.
Nah, you crazy,
bro. Klay was not going anywhere and being a star power on any
crazy.
Team.
Crazy players make the system, man.
I was looking at the bulletin you got there.
Oh, like I said. All right, you bucking, cuz. You bucking.
Nah.
I was going to start off with the Meg story. You seen the, what?
Peter talks about you two or Duke having 8 baby moms.
Oh.
Yeah, he came out about it, though.
You talking about, okay. Right, you talking about the Duke Dennis shit?
Yeah, but he came out about it, though. They said that, he said, yeah, like he never denied the claim of having a kid or kids, but he ain't say the number.
Yeah.
Or he said the number that y'all saying ain't.
I don't know, though. When they showed the little pictures, this is another thing.
I ain't gonna lie, that's the type of nigga where you could be secure, but I don't know, it's something about that. I don't know. But he walking the room, bro. They
just throw him at him.
I don't know what it
they
is.
They throw it at him, bro.
He be all right, but that dude, DDG, he play dirty pool, bro.
Yeah. He remind me a lot of Cumberland. Remind me a lot of Cumberland niggas. Right, for real, he played that little like, oh, that's my man's, but I'm gonna kick it back.
Man, he was sitting on that couch with that girl and the dude, I forget the other YouTuber's name. The girl was like, oh, can you hand me my purse? He was talking to the girl. Mm-hmm. DDG was mad. So he went to grab the purse. DDG smacked his hat off his head. It's like, oh, my bad, bro. The nigga was bald.
That's
crazy, bro.
That's why I said he moved wild. But like I said, that whole... I ain't gonna lie, that's another thing.
My thing is, like, why are people so in other in personal, people's personal lives?
Yeah.
Like, why is that outrage this nigga has 8 baby moms? That's typical nigga shit.
Bro,
and he got, it's like because he has a status or somewhat, people care.
My thing is, what's wrong with not letting the world have access and the ability to like have, like, see your kid. Like, yeah. It's not, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. If I don't want to post my kid,
you don't gotta post your
kid. Now, if I'm saying little ain't mine, then that's different.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to post your kid.
And then also on top of that, I don't like he was saying that vid, I did see the vid, but Duke was saying, like, how people kind of push, like, his baby mom and them to get on social media and start talking about it. Like, yo, like, it wasn't no problem before, but then we all found out. Now y'all pushing for it to be a problem. It's like, yo, like, he got 8 kids. Listen, it's dudes in your own community that do this. That got, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think he got 8, but like he said, I don't post anything
about his family.
About my family. He said, because y'all take 2 and 2 and make 16 out of it.
Exactly. Yo, all I'm saying, another thing is, yo, I love Twitter. I love X, whatever you want to call it. Bro, Twitter, I do not want, huh?
You love Twitter?
Yes.
I wonder why. Twitter, we had a lot of that shit on it.
I mean, you would only know this while you
were thinking.
Exactly.
I can't look at my Twitter.
I ain't gonna lie, yo.
I swipe up.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I had a funny story. This is when I was doing a ride along with, shout out my boy Jose. And I was on Twitter. And he was trading, what? And he was trading me. And I'm trying to show you something on Twitter.
He's on the ride along. He trade me.
All right, man. Come on, bro.
That's crazy. Go ahead.
So, yeah, that was crazy. But now, so I'm showing him a clip, you know, a little funny clip of my phone. You know, you swipe up and go to the next video. Some wild shit. He looked at me like, wow. He's like, but yo, that's what, I mean, yeah, I love it because of that too. But nah, I'm just talking about how on Twitter, like, it's so much of, like, you be having to mute that shit. Like, you go on there, all you see is them talking about Duke. I'm like, yo, what do y'all do? Y'all got no laws?
But your algorithm is set to what you normally view, though.
Same. I mean, if you like anything.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. If you like
all my shit is mostly boxing, because I like a whole bunch of, like, it's like a boxing Twitter space.
My shit is cycles, cars, and construction, and big booty hoes.
I had to mute all the porn sites. It was too much.
Yo, you know what gets me is when it get like, post a thread of backshots videos of straight dad. I'm like, hey, yo, like, come on, bro. Like, what's going on? At the end of the day, though, Twitter, I do love Twitter. That's my place, man. I don't, you know, like, I always go on there.
You'll see some wild stuff, though, man.
Bro, you see some wild, wild, wild stuff on there. Some wild, funny stuff. And like I said, that make my days better. A lot of times when I'm at work, you have a bad day, boy, you go on there, see some funny little thread or retweet or whatever, it make your day better. Like I said, then sometimes you see something else and it make your day better, too.
That's why your celibacy be your celibacy in it, because you sitting there minding your business, like, I can literally be like, all right, I thought, like, it literally happened yesterday. I'm sitting here in the car. On lunch break, I'm looking at the iron worker I follow on Instagram. He's Paul's hanging a steel and all that.
Wow.
That's what they call it, hanging steel.
Wow.
I said Paul.
That's what you like doing?
I said, I'm a bricklayer. No.
You help him, don't you?
I'm sitting there, and then the next one I swipe up, and that's just how it happened.
What?
I used that, first thing got the rabbit.
But you know, you always got that weird bull you know. That, like, he, like, always, like, look, bro, like, yeah, should we in public or somewhere? You show me Twitter. Like, what are you doing, dog?
But I work with people, like, I work in that construction world, so they'll be talking about how hot their wife is. They'll be like, look at my wife. I'm like, bro, I don't want to see your wife. I'm telling people I work with differently. They'll be like, yo.
Yeah, y'all white dudes got to chill with that, man.
But you know what it is? They don't know nothing about boundary. Like, this is how they live, so.
Everything's
like,
open.
Like, yo, they be like, man, my wife's hot. And I'm like, I don't want to agree with you because I'm like,
you know what I mean? Talking about your wife.
So I'm like, yeah, you're like, no, look, bro. It'd be her in some workout attire or some shit. I'm like, why?
What if I just be like, yeah, she's fuckable.
But the thing is, you gotta watch that shit though, because dude's like, yeah, come over. And this, you know.
Yeah, it's a whole little.
Yeah, hey, give her a kiss.
Yeah, she in lingerie in the room, and this nigga jerking off in the corner.
I ain't gonna lie. That's why it's too open, man. They too open with that shit. But I listen. I get what you're saying. But nah, man. I was saying, I love Twitter, you know, and all that. But all the drama on there, man, you be having to be... Like I said, between... All we've seen all week is the Duke shit. And then the...
That streaming university shit was funny.
That shit was fire, yo.
He was like, you know, that's my ball.
It's tough, yo. Shut up, man.
But he called DJ. He said, man, I don't even know where my ball at. He said, I know where she at.
Yeah. On some real, yo, that's Kai. True. Yo, what Kai did...
Shout out to Kai.
Yo, man. What he did for that, yo, like... Man, you put your people on. You putting people that you know, younger streamers, people that some people I seen on there I never seen before, and then now I'll be seeing looking at their videos and shit. Weirdo. Yo, you peeped that right? Yo,
she a weirdo.
You're 40. Yo, 38. She's 18.
She a weirdo.
And you know what's crazy? Did, and this is why I be
with Millie Brown.
Millie Millie Bobby Brown. I mean, listen, we ain't gonna bring that. That was wild too. He talking about he was DMing her, giving her a boy advice. You're 40 years old. You've been out of boy age in a long. You are not a boy. You're not a boy no more. Like, yo, you shouldn't be giving nobody no boy advice, nothing. Like, you 40, bro.
I'm telling you, it's going to be docs, just like Michael Jackson and all them other
niggas. It's going to be Epstein, yo. That's docs on that the nigga. New Diddler right there. Ah, let me not do that. Let me not do that, because, I mean, that's wild. Man,
Surviving Drake.
Don't say. What was you about to say? You about
free,
say?
Free Diddy, man.
You know what?
You can't go to jail for being a freak. Yes, he was wrong for abusing Cassie. 30 mil for it. It's settled.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what case are they going to stick with this nigga.
I don't think... You know
abusing baby oil.
It's charged.
That's the only thing I'm thinking. Like, everything it just sounds like an abusive relationship.
Yeah, everything I've seen, it's not like they pushing for him to... It doesn't even... It's literally a trial of we going to embarrass him.
He's not going to get nothing. He's going to get some community service or some shit.
Yeah.
But it's to tarnish his name.
Yeah, bro. It's a we going to embarrass you. Yeah. Oh, you thought you could speak in this lane or you thought you could be in this lane? Nah. We're going to embarrass you. It's all over. So we just going to keep putting all the wild, freaky stuff you into out.
But see, now other people's skeletons is coming out.
Yeah. Nah, Usher, you next.
You said what?
Them concerts is weird. Usher, you next. Them concerts is weird, man.
Look at the chariot.
What's up with these cherries, bro?
Yeah, I
ain't hating. Listen, there's some bad Jones in there. But I'm like, bro, every time you're bringing in cherries, I'm like, and you got ties with Diddy. I'm like.
He got ties for real. That's what I said, man. It's a messy situation, but like you said, I ain't gonna say free him, but I don't think.
What that, he really in jail for?
Yeah, he's really not going for.
If he's human trafficking, we all human trafficking, because if we want to hit something bad enough, because I'm going by the term.
I ain't with that.
Go ahead. Allegedly.
But on GTA. Saying,
only on GTA.
Yeah.
But think about it. Only on GTA. You know how many dudes see some shit somewhere and they fly them out? That's considered trafficking. The flight, they say if you bring somebody somewhere, you pay for a flight.
I mean, okay.
Or travel.
I can see that.
In order of having sex. Honestly, we're not going to Turks and Caicos to have a pina colada and come back home.
Yeah.
No, we gonna have pina coladas. Yeah. I'm gonna pin your ass to the headboard. Like, come on now.
But you know what?
To their terms, that's human trafficking.
You know the freaking.
But then everybody human trafficking.
Yeah, that's true.
Anybody who was single and really lived the life of being outside.
I ain't gonna lie. Telling another man to wipe his nut on like that come on. You
can't go to jail for that though.
Go to jail. You need to do at least 6 months.
He's gonna be happy. He's gonna be home.
When I heard that, I was like, yo, because you know it'd be the random Instagram pages that posted something like, yo. They just making up anything. Then I like realized it was real, and I'm like, oh, yo, he really was a freak. Like, this is different. But at the end of the day, he's a freak. He do what he do in his crib. That's his that's his life. He do what he do. Now I don't think, you know, he should be. You know, I agree with you to the extent he should be going to jail for it.
He shouldn't go to jail.
You know, I do.
Now, like I said, the woman beating up a woman, shit, yeah, threatening people and all that. Yeah, but like we look at it like, all right, how many dudes out here we know have fought, shot at a dude, whatever the case may be, because he dealing with his joint.
Yeah.
Or his joint texting a dude.
Yeah.
But because it's Diddy, he set Kid Cudi car on fire. We know people that shot at people
over some pussy. Yeah. You got niggas saying free them.
Come on now.
That's true.
She shouldn't have did that. She knew they was boys.
Speaking of shot at, you know, I know you heard the little Meg story she told. Now,
oh,
I ain't even gonna play.
The dwarf jumped over and shot over the door, hit her in the foot.
The nigga's 5'3".
Anyway, what's crazy is that man almost lost his life, or he did lose his life, and it's because of a woman being spiteful and manipulating the situation.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, bro.
I'm not gonna say he innocent, but when she told that story, that shit sound like. Because it just sounds like you, listen, if you, I always say when people really are telling a story of something they had traumatized, the thing they had to go through, it's not really hard for them, they don't forget shit, it might be hard for them to talk about, but they don't forget and they don't.
Because it happened to them.
She's trying to think about what she's saying. She's trying to think about now. You know, I heard
free Tory, man.
Free Diddy, free Tory. All right.
Free both of them.
You sound really like Orlando right now. I don't know.
Free both of them, man.
The party's in jail. Saying, the party's
okay, yeah, he was wrong. All right, Diddy was wrong for blowing up Kid Cudi car, threatening. But, yeah, we know people like this every day.
Nah, it's true.
People we see in everyday life that do the same thing.
Do the same thing.
Don't even want the joint. Just don't want nobody else to fuck with her.
It's crazy because
he's fighting everybody, but he's cheating on her.
It's crazy because I.
But why? Because Diddy's a billionaire.
It's crazy because we got bulls we cool with that, and I'm not gonna, you know, but that do weird wild shit, and it's like, you know, that's why I be looking at it like, yo,
niggas out here talking about they gonna kill themselves.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kill myself. You go talk to somebody.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, oh, like my thing is this: when things happen, I don't look at it as the celebrity. I look at it as the person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this person may have a status or name and money, but he's human, bro. Yeah. That was his joint. Yeah. Like, yeah, he beat her ass, whatever the case may be. He was wrong. But how many other women get that? You know what I mean? It's life. Like, I'm not saying it's right. But at the end of the day, you can't say, oh, because they have clout, they have money, that they're not held to the same accountability as another human being.
Yeah.
Like, even, but Tory's situation a little different. I don't know about that. I don't know. Her story just sounds conflicting.
The story sounds iffy, like I said.
Like I said, that man got poked 14 times, you know what I mean? And he in jail, so.
He didn't get poked 14 times.
They said 14, but he got stabbed up a couple
times. That video, you saw the video.
I didn't watch the video.
Oh, him bleeding, walking? I'm sorry, you got punched. If you got stabbed up 14 times, you're not like that. Like, he was definitely fucked up, but like.
It depends on what he stabbed him with, too.
Yeah, that's true.
He stabbed him in his neck and his back of his head. That's the crazy part. Yeah. Like,
bro, you wouldn't have been walking down the hall like that. So, but hey, man, listen, Tory. I hope everything good with him, because I'm a fan of Tory. You know, I still fuck with his music and all that.
That toxic ass album that's gonna come out gonna be fire.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
Fire.
Crazy, and all y'all.
25 tracks of pure heat.
Pure heat. This is another thing too. I want. You know, because I see people, you know, because speaking of that, when he come out, he making music. Now people act like you can't listen to their music, their old music, whatever, because they did something foul. Yo, when is this thing? Because I'm being real. I still listen to R. Kelly.
I was about to say it. Perfect example. So you say, people say, oh, you really listen to R. Kelly. But Drake just followed an 18-year-old.
And it's been mad allegations.
I'm never not playing R. Kelly, bro. What?
Now, granted, I know.
Oh, you got your mom, your sisters. I got 9 of them. 9 sisters. I'm still bumping R. Kelly.
Still bumping R. Kelly.
Because I'm saying though, because Aaron adults. Hall did the same thing, and he does the same shit. Aaron Hall,
yeah,
dude from Guy,
yeah,
got Keith. Keith, there's no allegations on Keith, but the music, the words that people say in their music.
You may be young, but you ready?
Come on, like. Bro, I don't know, man. It's a lot of people in that circle.
They pick and choose.
You know he's my favorite rapper ever, but Hov was messing with young girls. Like, it's a mad rappers and artists that was, come on, into wild shit. But you ain't gonna stop. You know, I said people pick and choose. And at the end of the day, it's music. Everybody interprets music differently. So, obviously, I'm not interpreting the music as in.
You gotta separate the music from. You got the artist, the artistry from.
Their character.
The human. You know what I'm saying? Like.
That's what I be saying.
Come on.
We live because what it is.
People we all love idolize. Michael Jackson, but he still slept in the bed with kids. Now, granted, did he abuse them kids? Did he sexually assault them? That's no another thing.
Why would you molest them? Why would you want to sleep with kids?
That's still a question. You still in the bed with your drawers on with kids.
And I feel like that because, like our mom coached that softball game, and they were like, oh, you're Miss Dawn's Coach Dawn's son, whatever. And, like, little girl looked me in my face. I turned away. I don't even feel comfortable looking at
that
kid.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, a little girl, like, she talking to me, and she, like, get kind of like, damn, you ain't paying me no mind. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but, girl, we are not kin. I'm not even cool. I'm not cool with your dad. I don't even know your name.
I got scared one time. I was working in security at a school dance. This is middle school. There was this little white girl. She came up to me. She grabbed my hand because she wanted me to walk her to her. I guess her dad was picking up early from the dance. I like get it. I'm like, yo, it feels weird for me. Even I don't. You're not my kin. You're not my little cousin or my daughter or my niece. Nothing like that. And it's just I don't know. I just feel weird. Plus, there's cases out there with kindergartners messing with. I was like, I can't do that, man.
Yeah.
Eric's like, not me.
you're not pinning no shit on me, bro. Making me looking weird.
I ain't gonna lie, you know, and that's another thing where like you might see somebody walking, you'd be like, you don't even want to look because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, bro, I don't even want to look. Like, I don't even, like, you know what I'm saying?
I get weirded out. I get weirded out because, like I said, kids, like, they'll come up and talk to you, look, you're dead in your shit like this. And I'll be like, I don't know. And they'll look at the sky. Like, one time, you're going to have to, like, the school I'm building, we're building 3 additions at Cape May. So, the high school girls walking by, they had a gym class where they walk. It's like a track, basically, but it's not a track.
Yeah.
So I'm out there working, and she walked by. She's like, hey, how you doing? So I'm like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? Hit her with the... She said something else. And she just, like, kept trying to continue the conversation. So I just, like, turned and looked at her, like... And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, nah, my bad. Like, I ain't mean it like that. But I'm like, you're a kid. Why are you even trying to... I'm a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different. Like, back in the day, you know, when we were younger and shit like that, I don't think it was as common for, especially girls, especially us. I mean, we ain't talking strangers.
Nah.
We're boys.
Yeah.
But for girl, for teenage women and shit, younger women, to just hold a conversation with an adult is just like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? And I feel like that. And I looked at her and she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bother you. I'm like, nah, you good, but you going to class right now. Yeah. I'm building your school. Like, what are you? I got creeped out. Like, I was like, nah, see. It's the way of the world now. Everything has changed, man. But that's my thing. Like, look at the shit that's going on, and people try to boycott certain people, shit like that. It's like, nah, it's just the way the world is different. Like,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I see it. I'm being real. And Eric Duke, you can be real. Everybody can act like, but you see a little, you know, you see a shark. Why do you look like? You see her with her mom. You're like, oh, no, they're mine.
Because you ride it, like, or you go in a store.
Yeah,
you come out the store, you walk, you're doing something, and then you're like, damn, who that? Oh, she got a book bag.
So, and that's that's the issue with how presenting too. Like, y'all letting your daughters walk around here wearing anything. So, you know, you don't really be knowing. And
your mom and you shouldn't have matching outfits.
Exactly. I shouldn't look at you and don't know you. Like, you should be in a kid's place. You know, you shouldn't be dressing and wearing this like you're an adult. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Because it's ridiculous. You shouldn't be dressing like your older cousins, your older sisters, stuff like that. Like, no. So it'd be like, yo, you'd be like, oh, and then you'd be like, oh, nah, hold on, nah.
They should do it just for their own safety as well.
Their own safety and
your safety. Or if you're respecting your safety, because there's a lot of creeps out there, too.
See?
That'll take advantage of them. And it's like, you're putting yourself right there in that, right in.
I ain't gonna lie. I got a wild story. I remember prom my senior year, this boy I graduated with. So we all handing our, you know, tickets or whatever who, you know, we're bringing with us for our plus ones for prom. So he puts his in, and the teacher was like, oh, who's this? He was like, this is my girlfriend, whatever. And the teacher was like, oh, she goes to this school? He's like, oh, nah. So I'm like, oh, he probably go to Williamstown or, you know, one of the other high schools. So she looks, she's like, what school does she go to? She said, mind you, he's a senior. He's older than me. You know, I graduated. I was 17. He's like 19. She was like, oh, she's in 8th grade. Yo, the teacher looked at him and was like, oh, no, you can't do this. Like, she straight told him, like, no, you can't do this. And he's like, what you mean? She was like, she's not even in high school. You can't do this. And he's like, well, why not? And I'm like, I'm looking at him like.
But she would have said, that's fucked up.
Yo, I was like, yo. And this is what I be saying. Like, yo,
let's keep it real, E.
Yeah.
How many times did somebody that graduated a year or two ago come pick the girl up?
Bro, this nigga got a car.
She flirt with you all day. Yeah. And then they come.
That's the worst feeling ever.
I'm still on the bus.
You put in work all day, and you walk her out, and you think she going to her dad's car, and she going to her man's car. And you like, wait, whoa. Like,
he clapping her out. You sit here writing love notes.
Bro, all he do is
as soon as she get walk
her, walking her to lunch, walking down, sitting with her, all this stuff.
She eating that shit up in the wheel. Like, that's crazy.
No, that's crazy.
This morning, hey, boy, hey, bitch.
It's crazy.
Yo, I'll never forget when I was at my senior year, too, another crazy moment. We was in a homeroom. This is why I say, yo, that's my school was, that shit was weird going there. And I don't, you know, but we was in a homeroom. This white girl I knew. She brought her man. Her man was like 24. She brought him to school. He walked in because, you know, we all walk in. They don't like check us in or know nothing. We just all walk. Yo, we was in a homeroom, and I remember
he's in class with y'all.
Bro, shout out my boy Len. We was sitting in homeroom. We like, yo, who is this nigga? Because he's sitting right next to us. We like, yo, he just sitting here. We never saw him. So we like, but she kept talking to him, whatever. She was like, oh, that's my boyfriend. We like, all right, I never seen him before. Maybe he in a higher grade. Bro, he was 24 years old. He went like two periods until they realized that he was going to all her classes. Then they called the cops, all that. I said, bro, yo, we got some weird motherfuckers out here. But this is what I'm saying,
what
though.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was wild, bro. It was wild.
This nigga went back to school with no books, no nothing.
He was just smiling. He's smiling. We talking.
So the teacher ain't say nothing for the first two periods?
The homeroom teacher, you know they don't care.
They just trying to get y'all out of the way.
All right, yo, y'all get out. We went to the first market. We went to first class. It was, like one of them little, like, you know, extra class you had to take, like, whatever. And I think it was like sociology or something like that. And he ain't say nothing. He didn't care. It was like, don't start. I wanted no slow classes. Don't start that.
He said one of them extra classes.
Don't start that. Don't start that slow class shit. So we was in one of those extra classes. And, you know, he went through the class. Teacher ain't say nothing. Then we got the English. That's what it was like. All right, teacher was like, oh.
So you went to a regular class?
Yeah, it was an extra. All right,
bro. Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
I was about to say, no, I know you're joking, but because I forget what the classes was called. Like, they were like the extra, I forget what they were called. Like, bro, it's been a while. You know, I've been out of school.
Ain't been that far.
It's been 8 years. 8 years is a long time.
It's been 8 years already?
Yeah, bro, I graduated 2017. It's been what?
No, that's wild though. Like, how did you just go to class?
Bro, he just went to this. He was sitting there, but he kept cheesing. That's why Lynn was like, "Yo, what's wrong with this nigga?" Like, we sitting in class, and
wanted to get caught.
I think he really did. I think he just did that shit. He felt cool. He wasn't cool in school, so now he the big bro, everybody. So he feeling cool, but you ain't nobody big bro because you just.
Was anybody talking to him?
We was like. Because they was talking and we all said to each other, we knew we never saw him before. So we thinking he a new kid. So he like, he weird. He got all gothic shit on. And so we like.
Oh, he a weirdo.
Yeah, we like, who is this?
I'd have been friends with him too. He might shoot that bitch up.
So I ain't say nothing to him. Listen, I ain't say nothing to him.
I'm shooting you first.
He talking shit. I'm shooting you first. Nah, but yo, that's what I said. You never know, man. It's a lot of weird stuff going on.
That's just crazy.
You know? Like I said, you know, I remember, you know, when that first shooting happened. When, you know, Sandy Hook and all that. I remember, bro, it was like, bro, schools weren't playing. Like, you remember, well, you graduated. You old nigga. But me and E was still in school. Yeah. And they was having all the...
Miss lied to me. What? Miss tried to tell me that this is, like, my sophomore year. Nah, freshman year. This Miss lied and said that one of her little sisters was in Sandy Hook and got shot and killed.
Yo.
Lied and told the teacher, too. Bro. And the teacher believed her. Bro, then they found out she was lying.
Motherfuckers used to lie so
much. I bet her pussy good.
I don't know.
But yeah, you know, we was in high school. That's the thing. Everybody's a lie. They used to be a whole bunch of fake.
There's a difference. You talk about everybody lie.
I mean, yeah, everybody. You know, I'm talking about the cabin. Like, niggas would be like, yo, I'm throwing a party. Chris Brown will be there. Like, shit like that. Niggas used to be.
I remember when niggas used to say,
yo,
Young Money.
Yo, you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember when they said Young Money was coming.
Yo, yes.
And then like, Lil Chucky came.
They used to say, yeah, we got Lil Wayne coming, Gilly the Kid.
Nah, what's the dude that said, I smart V cars with the retard? Yeah, man.
That was a big thing when we was younger, though. They used to be lying. Like, used to be like, and they used to get all hype, like, yo, Lil Wayne, yo, they said we go to a party and it's some local Jersey rapper or dancer or whatever. You'd be like, all right, bro, come on. But, you know, that was the times, though. But, nah, man, like I said, it was definitely some weird shit going on in them schools, them early years. Like I said, that boy, I don't know how he didn't catch a case from that. But, nah, man, I was going to say, what y'all getting into for the rest of the week, man? How's it looking? What y'all prediction on tonight game?
You know, I got the Pacers still in game one.
I think they are too.
I don't think that light skinned brother going. His hot streak is here. I feel like he's having to run Jason Tatum had, or everything just going right.
Well, it's a little different because Tatum had the best team.
But I feel like that the offensive weapons that Oklahoma has, they like New York.
Yeah,
they can lock New York down. And I feel like New York just if they can't get some easy shit off, they couldn't score.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's it's a different beast.
I ain't gonna lie, it's so hard to beat at home, yo. Yeah, their Oklahoma, defense is like crazy.
Yeah, Oklahoma is they definitely.
They're so hard to be at home,
bro. They got guards, bro. Caruso, they got too many guards. That's what I said. Hallie, I'm being real with you. I always had a hatred for Hallie because I'm a Dame fan.
I feel like Cat overrated too. I meant to say that last time.
I mean, yeah, I think that's been a stipulation.
I feel like if he can't play bully ball, his game, he's not
effective. Ain't even bully ball. If they don't let him just get his way. Like, bully, you know. Bully ball. Well, yeah, bully ball. But I'm talking about, like, you know, they set up shit for him where he's getting his little open threes and open looks. When somebody really key in on him, he don't get those open looks.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like everybody was, like, as soon as the series is over, everybody was blaming Cat. Cat had a big part in it, but so did Brunson. Because they had to take him out in fourth quarters because this nigga's defensively so a liability.
Bad. Yeah, he's just so bad.
Cat can't play defense really either, though.
Yeah. See, that's where Minnesota is saving because you have Rudy. Like, even though Rudy, I mean, let's be real, Rudy. I told you big for no reason. That's his nickname. Yeah. So, but he had Rudy, he had Nas Reed. So they can kind of like, all right, Cat don't play D, but they got other bigs they can throw at people. Now you there, you the only big man. I mean, Mitchell Robinson, but Mitchell, he
played all right, though, to me.
He played all right, but you can't have him in at the same time. That was the thing. And Tom don't like, you know, Tom likes small ball. He don't like two bigs on the court. So it just was, I don't know. Like I said, you see they was in the club, though. That shit was, they was in the club. You see that picture? Yeah. They was in the club after they lost.
That shit was, I mean, they ain't went. They ain't made the Eastern Conference in, like, since I was 3 years old, so.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
They ain't winning the, yeah.
They, so. You know, they was near. I knew they were going to lose.
They were 2 games away from making it to the finals.
Not for real.
That's worth something.
I guess.
See, Indiana ain't been there since, what, how long? Reggie Miller, right?
I don't think they went with Reggie. Did they win? They went to a finals with Reggie?
Yeah, man. Okay. See, and you know what's crazy? It was like, yeah, I seen 5 championships. The first championship Kobe won, it was against Pacers.
That's the first one. I said I seen the ones after.
Obviously. I lied.
I seen the third one.
Nigga.
I see the third
you
one.
You seen the one against the Celtics, and they're on.
Don't
against
start
the,
this.
Oh, my ball against the Magic. My bad.
Don't start this. Didn't you say you wasn't a Meek Mill fan, but you used to listen to Meek Mill?
I just go to Meek Mill.
And that's a lie, too, because I didn't listen to Meek Mill.
Because he always be trying to throw like, yeah, because you ain't do.
He did, nigga. No, I didn't. I ain't started listening to Meek Mill, so what, DC4?
The cap, boy, the cap. But
it's
nah.
Cap. I didn't know Dreams and Nightmares until I got out of high school. That's how crazy it is. Nigga.
I mean, he made sense, though, because you didn't know, you ain't know. Indiana.
First of all, that was the first series. I didn't know that one. Yeah, I was just born. But the third time they won, the three-peat, I was 4 years old. I was sitting on the couch.
No, you didn't.
Hey, no, you man, didn't. That's what I assumed I was at. That's what I assumed I was at. I was on the couch watching my team win. I was born a Lakers fan. I came out a Lakers fan, man. Sorry to tell you.
You said you were a Kobe fan and became a Lakers fan. You used to be capping, bro.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Lakers. I was born a Lakers fan. Lakers running
who
my
blood.
Who
else was a Lakers fan for you? You be a Lakers fan.
Nobody. Actually, I just became a fan myself. Sadly, I became a Jets fan because your dad.
Yeah.
That was the worst mistake ever. I should have taken him off the.
No, we can't go about his football teams.
Bro, here we go. You're just as bad as me.
Hey, I don't watch football. You watch football.
I've been a Jets fan for,
nah, been for, a Jets fan for
years.
I'm talking about when you was a kid. This nigga was
bro,
a,
nah, he
he's a Chiefs fan.
Nah, he wasn't.
He's a Patriots fan.
Bro.
Nah, he was a Patriots fan. Then you was a
whoa,
fan.
I was never a
yes,
pass.
He was.
But not the pass. Y'all
let
tripping.
Let me finish.
My bad, coach.
For a minute, you did like the Patriots.
No, I didn't.
Nigga,
no, stop
let
lying.
Me finish.
Stop
and you was Tennessee Titan for a little bit.
That was my dad, yeah.
Yeah, you was Tennessee Titan for a little bit.
Chargers.
Because LT. Damian Thomas.
Every birthday cake was different. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what's real. LT was my favorite. That's still my
but
favorite.
Damian Thompson was nice.
My favorite running back ever. Guy. My favorite player. Probably favorite player ever.
Yeah.
When he went to the Jets. And Oak E, of course, was like, yeah, we got David Thompson. Why don't you be a Jets fan? And I'm just like, well, LT, my favorite player, so I'll become a Jets fan. Yes, I love sucking me to be a Jets fan.
And same thing with the Sixers, man. I should have been a Celtics fan. Should have been a Celtics fan, man.
Celtics, I don't know you should have been a Celtics fan. Cause you was,
I like the big three. I had the loyalty because I was an AI fan.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, KG be talking crazy, but that nigga got punched in the mouth.
Oh, yo.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just watched something when he was on the podcast. He was talking. Yeah, you like, y'all young brother, y'all saw him. This and that. He talking crazy. And I'm like, bro, you got punched in the mouth.
Yeah. And let's not forget.
On national
not
TV.
He wants soft on the court.
Not
bro.
Even just.
He got punched in the mouth on national
bro,
TV.
Bro, let's not even just forget that.
He wants soft on the court.
I mean, no, let's be real. He's running away from that thing with Melo, too. Melo, when he said that shit about
when it come to, when it come to fighting toughness, nah. On the court, and he was a dog.
But everything he say is on some tough fight. Yeah.
We was out there, you know. We was out there in the trenches.
Talk like Maxwell with Maxwell. That's what I'm getting at. Like KG, he cool, he old head. I get it. He gonna share his opinion on shit, but how aggressive he be talking? I'm like, national TV.
Yeah, definitely dude, did though.
Walked up, clocked you. You said,
yeah.
Like I can see not messing your money up, nothing like that. But you got like how Melo pressed you.
Nobody. That's why Paul Pierce my dog. But Paul Pierce, he was saying them dudes dogs. He said they poodles. Yo, Paul Pierce, man, that's my dog. Yo, he whatever he say, what he say. Yo, he say what it was, say whatever he want to say. Man.
I hated his game, but bro, he scored.
Nah, yeah, he played.
He played like a turtle.
He played like a, I used to always say Paul played like a big nigga. He was like a fat boy that played. Mm. He wasn't fat. He just played like a fat nigga. Paul was nice, man.
He was clutch as hell.
He was just a nut. Nice, I was a nut right there, but. You know, like I said, bro, you know, you be right with KG and Steven. Yo, Steven Jackson, that's another one, bro. Steven Jackson, he always talking about hood. I just hate niggas that always gotta bring
up. Steve got wrecked, though.
But he always bringing the hood shit. Like, yo, everything's not.
He's a hood dude, though.
I mean, I don't be wanting to hear that shit all the time, though.
I get it, but
yeah,
I mean,
you're a basketball player. You're not a.
Yeah, like, you like,
bro. But Steve got wrecked, though.
I mean, you right in a sense, I guess, but oh, come on.
That's like Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes, he known to catch a feed.
Yeah, but Matt don't just evolve everything into that, though. Yeah, Matt, like, he be kind of keeping it, you know, this is Steven, he just always bring they can have somebody that's super duper uptight, everything, great individual, never had nothing to do with none of that, and they still try, well, you know, back in the day when I was in the street, this, like, nigga, nobody cares, bro. Like, this, I don't know.
This ain't that act back in the day shit,
yeah,
nigga.
It ain't a back in the day shit, like, nobody, but.
You might want to hear about your war story.
He said, fight. Kiss these, nigga.
Nah, like, yo, that shit, I don't know, man. But KG do be talking crazy, though.
Nah, I just...
He one of the GOATs, though, man.
Nah, KG
had game. I'm not saying KG didn't have game. But it's just, he just always on some super, super aggressive shit. And I'll be like,
yeah.
I can't get that highlight clip out my head. Every time he be like, yeah, I'd be like,
oh. Melo, Peeler, the one that punched him.
Yeah.
Antonio McDice.
Yep.
You niggas. Yeah, Tony McDice, I don't want to fight that nigga neither. Turn up, that is like, he headbutts niggas like, nah.
Nah, man, for real, nah, that's crazy.
That nigga poked you in the eye.
No, it was really good, it was a dog, and you probably went one of the Z-Bo.
Bro, Z, yeah. There's a lot of crash outs, bro. When we came up.
Power Forwards was it.
It was a lot of crash out dudes that nobody wanted to fuck with.
But that's when you had two big man game.
Yeah.
You had a real power forward.
You had Gasol brothers. Mm-hmm. You had Gasol. You had LaMarcus Aldridge. You had Greg Oden. He didn't get hurt.
Yeah. Mari Stoudemire.
You feel me? They always had the two big.
G. Wallace, Ben Wallace.
When I look.
Game was different.
When I look back at teams in that time. Yo, I'd be really surprised Memphis never got a ring. Yo, that team.
That's when things really ran plays, though.
Mike with Mike, Rudy.
Yeah.
Z-Bo, Tony coming off the bench. Tony locked whoever up.
Yeah.
Who they have? OJ Mayo, right?
Oh, bro, that team was nice, bro.
Rudy Gay.
Rudy was.
You had.
Rudy was like that.
Mike. It was. Rudy Gay.
Tony Allen.
Top defensive player, all team. I don't know how many times.
Lockup. And he got a shot good at that time because his shit used to be broke. Z-Bo,
Gasol, I'm missing one. OJ Mayo, Rudy Gay, Mike, Z-Bo, Mark Gasol. They had some other dude on the bench too.
Yeah, that team was nice though. That's one team. Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Like Melo with Denver though. Why Melo ain't get one?
Nah, I knew they weren't gonna get one.
Melo had that squad.
Melo had a squad, but yo, Melo my dog. But Melo was the definition of a dog of the dog that didn't he. It's like winning wasn't his, you know what I'm saying? Like, not trying to throw no shade, but Melo was to get the Bucks, get his bread, and do, you know, be Melo. He never, when he went to the Knicks, Melo could have took a little bit of a pay cut to get a couple people there. Melo didn't give a fuck. Pay me, I'm going to come out here and score 60, go to the playoffs, we're going to lose, it is what it is. Like, that's how it was. Like, he never really, like, where Bron is going to wiggle a little bit so he can get stars there. Like, that Melo.
He had no star power where LeBron was like, when did he ever take a pay cut? Yes. He ain't taking a pay cut now for Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, that was for stupid, Tristan though. Thompson. It was stupid, but he did it.
He already won at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
He ain't doing it now. This is a perfect time to do it.
He can do it, though.
Yes, he can. He can take a pay cut.
Not when you no, because if you're all NBA, certain statues you can't take that much of a pay cut. He might be able to take a little.
He can do what the fuck he wants. This nigga's LeBron James, bro.
You right.
He's LeBron James.
He might take a pay cut so his son can be on the team still.
He got Bron on there. He got Bronny on there. That's how much power he got.
Don't talk about that, little man.
That's how much power he got.
Yo, you know what's crazy, man? you know, I was a big advocate for it because ain't nothing doper than that. Like, your dad get to play with his son. When that nigga hit the court, yo.
Shit.
Yo, what that nigga Bubba say? When he say that Dwight get to the free throw line, trash, straight up. Yo, I was
He's going to have to convert his game to strictly guard. He's going to be a Chris
No, Paul. He going, no, no. He's going to have to be a defense. He's going, what Gary Payton's son did, how Gary Payton's son, he was in college, he did all this, but then he got to the league, you want that, you know. And what Gary Payton's son do, just came a defensive dude. He just straight defense for the Warriors. That year they won a chip. That's all he was. He guarded the best player. Every time he guarded their guards, he tried to lock down their guards. That's what he needed to do. Athletic, young player that can play defense, occasionally shoot, go up for dunks, rebound, stuff like Josh Hart. He could be a Josh Hart. I don't know. He can,
you don't know if he got the hustle like
Josh Hart. Yeah, Josh Hart hustle different. But, you know, he could try to mold his game after something like that. You're not going to be no star and all that. But try to mold your game after somebody that
his little bro going to be all right, though.
Yeah, I think – what's his name? Bryce?
Bryce.
I think Bryce is going to be good.
Yeah. How you think Melo's son going
to
be?
Yo.
He going to Syracuse.
Yo.
I believe so.
I ain't going to lie. I watched that
Gilbert's son.
Gilbert, yo. Gilbert, Gil, and Melo's son are the two. I think they going to be the two. Kyan and Gil's son, they going to be the two.
Same way he was scoring on Katie and them.
Bro. Yeah. Dude.
Somebody in the draft, he's a guard from Cali. Is Pages Stayakovich's son. He nice, too.
Yo, yeah. Page stay up. He's nice, too. Yeah, bro. I think Kyan Gill's son gonna be nice. Zagovich's son gonna be nice. There's a couple of them. Like I said, you know, it's something with you. You know, I know your Sixers. Y'all about to might get East Bailey.
Man, fuck them niggas, man. Done. I'm done.
Show some love to your team.
Fuck the Sixers, bro. I'm done.
Every Sixers fan saying the same thing.
I might just be a Celtics fan. I might just wait to white flag.
I think you rode the Sixers long enough.
I didn't had enough pain and stress in my life.
So I can lead the Jets.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I wish I could, but I couldn't.
I don't even have a favorite team right now, other than football.
Yeah, I know.
And that's because of uncle.
Yeah,
that ain't even.
See,
my
I
choice.
Chose the wrong uncle. If y'all don't know, our other uncle is a Chiefs fan, and I chose the.
No, we both were struggling because.
Bro,
was bad.
Stop! The Chiefs been good for the past 10 years. Even when y'all had Alex Smith, they were still good. They wasn't great. But y'all were still good,
even
bro.
Back in the day, y'all had Larry Johnson.
But we
bro, I've seen three.
Yeah, we had star players.
Nigga.
Priest Holmes, you had Larry Johnson.
I seen 3 years my entire life to just being good. 3 years. The 1 year remark when we beat the Pats and we almost went to the chip and Big Ben got us up out of there. The year where we had Fitzmagic and...
The butt fumble.
3 years. 3 years, that's all I got to see of my team being good. That's what I'm saying, bro. I've been through it all, bro. I've been where we trade our star player for scraps just because he's like,
well, we're rebuilding.
We're rebuilding. Like, I've been through it all, bro. Mike McCannon and all those GMs that, bro, I've been through it all. So that's why I be like, yo, the day my team, I tell everybody, listen, y'all can talk all this shit now. The day my team win, niggas gonna block me because I'm telling you, I'm talking crazy. Day my team win. Then my team win, I can officially lead them niggas. Straight up, I ain't gonna do that. But I'm just saying, I have all rights to. But nah, man. Yeah, man. It's something. I get what you know. If you want to leave the Sixers, come to the Lakers. Come to the Lakers. You already
got one of the Lakers.
Why are you going to the Lakers? You already got the Lakers jersey on.
I don't like LeBron.
You don't like LeBron. This ain't Bron team. This Luka team now. What you talking?
I don't like Luka fat ass either.
You don't like Luka?
No, he's a fat bitch that complains all the time and don't play defense. He's nice as hell, but he don't guard and he complains all the time. He foul beats. I don't
nigga,
like that.
A lot of niggas that don't do play guard and complain all the time.
And him? He's a drill
nigga,
cone.
Nigga, you said Celtics? That's a, yo. Bro, you said
he practice Celtics. Playing basketball like drills doing like yo.
You said Celtics. Celtics the same thing though. Tatum Jason all said, he no, does.
Tatum guard.
Tatum bitch the whole time though.
He guard though.
Yeah, he do play defense. I can tell you, man. You ain't gonna see anything for 2 years. So go ahead, be a Celtics fan.
Yo,
yeah.
Jaylen Brown got what's it called? Pregnant?
What the badge on from the W?
Vanessa Bryant.
No.
What? No.
Google it.
That's fake news.
It's fake, bro.
That's what I'm asking.
That's though. Fake. If Jaylen Brown did that, yo,
hold on.
Bro, that guy
got who pregnant though?
Kobe's
wife?
Put Vanessa Bryant pregnant. It might have just been some fake
shit. Yeah, it's some fake shit. Hell no. That would have been on Twitter everywhere.
Bro, that would have been everywhere. I'll
put past nobody.
Nah. Yeah, but they would have been.
That would have been headline news. Man.
They'd have been tarnished her name, bro. Don't think yo. They would have killed her, bro. They'd have been like me, bro.
It's a wild rumor, though.
It's a wild.
It's not of Vanessa Bryant, though. That would have been crazy, yo.
Bro. Don't say nothing like that. You gotta, don't say nothing like that. Don't say nothing like, yeah, I'm a beat, man. That's my dog, man.
Come on, man.
You can't say nothing like that, bro.
My bad, Kobe.
I'm telling you, that Raw song come up with Drake.
I mean, nigga, you did cheat, but.
Why? See, now you sound like the white motherfuckers on Fox. Don't do that. Don't do that, bro.
Man, nah,
rest in peace. Nah, that's another thing, too. You know, Kobe, my boy, but because he passed away, we don't gotta, like, I'm not talking about his wrongdoings, but, like, when people be talking, like, you can't say nothing bad about his, like, stats or anything. They be like, they get, like, hurt. And it's like, yo, that was my favorite player. But I know Kobe was a chucker. He had years where he just shot just anything, and his numbers was.
His team was ass.
But
Kobe was another one. A couple years he had 40 shot attempts a game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then when you say that, people are like, you can't say that. Like, why can't
One time I said 35 for 50.
That's why that was my dog, because like I said, you know, I don't give a fuck about nothing. That was definition, don't give a fuck.
No, he really didn't.
He really was a definition, not giving a fuck. He shot the ball. If he missed it, he walked to the bench. Nigga talking about, why are you passing to me? Nigga, fuck out of here. Keep him pushing. He pass you the ball.
Think about it. He had Smush Parker.
Yo.
Nigga had Luke Walton.
I really regret, though, them not letting him get Chris Paul. He'd have never got hurt.
And I really think he would have got another ring. Maybe another two. And I think Chris Paul, you know, that's one person. Chris Paul get a lot of hate. Bro, Chris Paul.
Top five greatest point guard.
And I wish that year the Suns, they won a ring. I really did. I wish the year were harder. Him and Harden would have won a ring. I think they would have, if they didn't get hurt, they would have beat the Warriors. So, man, it sucks, but that's my dog, though. But, yeah, we about to wrap this one up because, we got people trying to get us up out of here, you know.
Eviction notice.
Hurry up and buy. So, but, all right, man, it's another episode, man. We'll see y'all on the next one, you know, tomorrow. Y'all
ready? Gang, gang. Gang.
Ready for tomorrow? Damn, that was terrible. All right, man. Well, that's episode 3.
Get off my head.
Shut the fuck up.
You cut it off?
No, I ain't cut it off.
If you don't ever put cream on his skin, he'd be bulletproof.
All right, man. So that's on episode 3 for y'all. We'll catch y'all tomorrow on the next one, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all be safe.